And Gianni Infantino has been elected as the new FIFA president after winning a second-round vote. The UEFA General Secretary won 115 of the 207 votes, beating his main rival Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa. The Asian Football's Bahraini president came second with 88 votes. Prince Ali of Jordan followed with 4 votes, and Jerome Champagne of France came last with no vote. 45-year-old Infantino replaces Sepp Blatter, who resigned amid a growing corruption crisis in May. The world football body has passed new reforms to prevent corruption and curb the powers of the new president. Well, earlier I spoke to investigative journalist Tony Gosling. He told us that the recent package of reforms approved by FIFA will not be effective.
I don't think it's going to make actually any difference at all, because one of the most important things is openness in all the financial dealings. That clearly hasn't been happening because the FBI and others have had to dig very deep to find where the money's been going. That's one of the best ways of doing it. So I don't actually think it's going to make a lot of difference. The main thing is to have people in charge who are not taken by one side of global politics or another. And that is the most difficult thing to happen. I mean, if you look at the way that FIFA's been, Blatter's been removed, and people like Khalifa and also the Prince in Jordan, who was trained by the military here in Britain, and Sandhurst, were put in, as people were saying, that these sort of people should be running football. I think what we're seeing is a really big politicisation of sport, and it's almost as if there was an attempt, whether it's been successful as we'll still see, to take over FIFA, and almost like the attempt to take over the board of a company, to put your own people in charge of that company so they'll do what you want. And we don't want that with sport, because sport is actually a fantastic bridge between countries, between nations. All sorts of diplomatic differences can be fought out on the football field or on the athletics track in a much more friendly fashion. And it's also a way to bring people from different parts of the world together for a bit of fun rather than fighting, which is actually a threat to those that actually make money from war.